It's Friday, December the 10th, 2010, and you're moving at the speed of creativity with Wesley Fryer, narrowcasting from the Oklahoma City metro area. Good morning and welcome to my second use of the CinchCast site, tool, I should say. CinchCast is a application for free for iOS devices, iPhones and iPads and iPod Touches. It's also a website that allows you to publish audio, and I am using it today to readily create a podcast as I make my way down south from Edmond to Norman, Oklahoma, where Longview Elementary, or I should say, let me get this right, Longfellow Middle School is, which is our only metro area school participating in the one-to-one pilot project for our laptop schools in Oklahoma this semester, and our Story Chasers group loaned them a kit of 14 mobile audio recorders a couple weeks ago for a digital storytelling project that their students were doing, so I am headed down there to fetch those recorders. And what I thought I would share this morning are some thoughts and ideas related to instructional leadership, and specifically sessions that are being planned and drawing on sessions that I've been a participant and an organizer for just probably in the last couple months that are specifically focused and targeted for administrators. And I've actually received several phone calls this week, which I'm thankful for some sessions that are be coming up in the summertime and also even looking to the fall. And I'm really, really excited to be having more opportunities to work directly with administrators and principals on the topics of 21st century learning and digital literacy. When I worked at Texas Tech University from basically 2001 to 2006, one of the best things I got to do was participate in the Texas Leadership Academy, the TLA, that was led by TAZA, and Texas Tech was the higher education participant in that grant initiative, which was funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And over the course of that project, over a half of the at the time current superintendents and principals in Texas schools went through the training, which consisted mainly of 4 days of training broken into two different parts. And the goal and idea there was to empower and enable the principals and superintendents to be able to go back and lead their districts through the uses of technology, as they modeled the effective uses of technology, but to be instructional leaders in the classroom. And I really had a transformative experience when I was able to serve as a videographer and travel around Texas interviewing different past participants of that grant project who were nominated by individuals at their regional service centers as exemplary administrators. In fact, I have all of those videos on DVD. That was, believe it or not, the days before YouTube. And so those videos are all published in a more compressed format still on the Texas Tech University College of Education website. But one of the things that's been on my mind here recently as I've thought about instructional leadership is how it would be great to republish those and to bring those out into the world of YouTube. And so I'm going to see if I can fish around in our house and get the higher resolution DVD versions that were created. But yesterday I had a chance to teach some teachers over a video conference down in Texas, a session entitled Digital Storytelling on a Shoestring. And I was also visiting with a coordinator for elementary education conference in Texas talking about administrators who were getting iPads. Back in the days of the Texas Leadership Academy, all the participants received a laptop computer and some training. And in the case of this elementary administrator group, this year they've all received iPads. And so we're looking at a capstone face-to-face event to do in the summer in June that would continue the training and excitement on personal productivity as well as instructional leadership. And that's really what I want to talk about this morning. I have been working not as diligently as I have on my dissertation, but I have continued to be working with Karen Montgomery on a writing project that I fully intend to help bring to